And as tensions rise around the possibility of building a border wall, communities across the state are responding to the other part of those executive orders issued by President Trump this week. Trump's order also came down on so-called sanctuary cities, cities that build themselves as safe places for undocumented immigrants.
And here in the Valley, one church is also coming forward and declaring itself a sanctuary church. The show's Lauren Gilger visited that church yesterday as they were preparing to hold a vigil for immigrant families. And Lauren is here now. Good morning.
Morning, Mark.
So what exactly does it mean to be a sanctuary church?
So it means that they are opening their doors to people who are being threatened with deportation, especially families. There are a few churches in the state that are sanctuaries for undocumented immigrants now, and they've actually housed them in their buildings where immigration officers usually won't go to make an arrest. Yesterday, I met with James Pennington. He's the pastor of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in downtown Phoenix. We talked about this. He said they've been considering speaking out about the president's positions on immigration, but after his executive orders this week, they felt it was time.
It's a time when, at least what we're hearing from our current administration, is a lot of narrowing of who is and who isn't going to be considered a part of our culture and our society in America, and whether that's Muslims or whether that's immigrants or whether that's refugees or even African American or women and the LGBT community. So we're really concerned about those communities on the margins, and we felt now was the time to make a bigger, bolder statement of we're opening our doors for sanctuary and really beyond, whatever that means, that we've considered ourselves a safe place for anybody in the margins. And now we feel like it's important to push that even further.
Right. And so when you heard about these executive orders, what went through your mind?
Fear, anxiety. It's troubling because we've been on this journey. I've been on this journey of justice and really full inclusion for years. And you feel as if we're going backwards rather than forwards. And, you know, we stand on the shoulders of people that have been a part of the civil rights movement, the women's movement for suffrage, the movement even among the Native American communities for justice in the Dakotas right now, right? But on the other side of that, I feel that we need to be praying for our current president. We need to be praying for the administration. So it's kind of for me, it was really a double sword. It was supporting our current administration as much as we can, but then also saying no, enough is enough, and really being a voice of justice.
So historically, you said this church has been involved in a lot of firsts like this, a lot of things that put them out in the forefront of these civil rights issues. Why do you think it's important for churches to play a role in these things?
Churches are places of faith. They're places of hope. And churches should also be a place of justice and equality. And one of my very favorite quotes is the message for this Sunday. It just happens to come up in the Sunday lectionary. It's from Micah chapter 6. And it's, what does God ask of you, or what does God require of you? And it says, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God. And I think in this place and in this time, faith communities to really build hope and inclusion, and they're to be safe places. Churches are to simply be sanctuary for people that are broken or beaten or downtrodden or in the margins. Historically, churches have always stepped up in the civil rights movement. It was really African American and white churches that stepped up and said, we're going to be a sanctuary for folks that don't have voting rights. It was the same with women's suffrage, and it's really been the same throughout history. And I think if you look at the children of Israel, you know, they were called to be a sanctuary people, a people that brought in the refugees and people that needed to find hope and needed to find justice.
So to the people who would support this, who are saying that this is, you know, this is the rule of law, there has to be a border, there has to be a right way to do things, what do you say to them?
Well, I would say, too, there has to be a right way to do things. And yet, on the other hand, we're kind of all the human race. And we're all one people, and we all come from one source. So for me, borders are artificial because we all are human beings, and we're all one human race. Yes, there are borders, and yes, there are countries, and we need governments, but we also need the compassion to embrace the other. And maybe it would be better if we had less borders and less fences and less walls, and we really celebrated our humanity, and we realized that we're all one.
So what message would you like to send tonight?
whether it's a church or whether you're an individual that maybe doesn't claim any faith tradition at all, atheist, agnostic, humanist, to really open your hearts and your eyes and your doors to those who need love and compassion and kindness and justice and equality. We have the privilege here to have a building and a space to do that. Each of us who has a home or a space can certainly be open to giving to others and supporting others and providing safe places for others if we're able. So part of it is to really be aware as we move into these next 4 years with a current administration that seems more narrow-minded and not as progressive on issues around immigration or even women's rights or LGBT rights, just to be aware that we're one people, that we are all humanity, and we can do better and we can be better.
That was Reverend James Pennington, pastor of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in downtown Phoenix. Last night, they held a vigil for immigrant families and announced that they were opening their doors to become a sanctuary church.
The show's Lauren Gilger. Lauren, thanks.
Thanks.